Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, it's Brother One
and Brother Two
from Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress. That's almost 3,000 hours. Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Utah in the midst of spring ball, and joining us now, assistant head coach, offensive line coach at the University of Utah, Jim Harding, kind enough to join us. Coach, how are you?
Hey, Coach.
Great. How are you guys?
We're doing well. What are you learning about your crew in spring ball, and are they on pace to where they're, you know, where they need to be as you get a little closer to fall?
You know, I think they are. You know, just in terms of the overall athleticism of the group, I think has taken a step forward. You know, I really feel that we've done a nice job of progressing in pass protection specifically. I think, you know, we'll always have a foundation of running the football here at Utah, and that certainly is there. But I do like the progress that they've made, specifically protecting not only in drop back pass, but in the play action pass as well.
So, Coach, I want to talk to you just a little bit about the 11th season coming up. I mean, here in the state of Utah, coaching with Kyle Whittingham, coaching in this offense for 11 years here in the great state of Utah. What has kept you here for 11 years? Because I know that there's been others that have come to get you.
You know, really, that's a great question, Hans, and it gives me a chance to just talk about, you know, I grew up in Ohio, never even stepped foot in the state of Utah outside of playing here when I was at Wyoming. But, you know, we moved here, my wife and I, when our kids were, our two boys were 3 and 1, and now 13 and 11, gives, you know, it's just a great place to raise a family. Coach Whittingham is certainly demanding and wants you to be the best and have your position group to perform. But, you know, you're always going to know exactly what Coach Witt has, you know, what he's thinking. There are no, you know, behind the door conversations, and sometimes it might be difficult to hear, but at the same time, I think at the end of the day, you know, you want to work for somebody that you know exactly what the expectations are, you know what they expect from you, what you can expect from him, and then you combine that, like I mentioned, with, you know, the state of Utah and being able to raise a family here. My boys are, you know, heavily involved in sports and things like that in the community, and so yeah, there have been opportunities, but this has been too great of a place to leave.
When you walk into a kid's home and you're recruiting an offensive lineman and you say you're from the University of Utah, does that resonate based on what you've been able to do? And not just, I mean, you know, I know you're going to share credit with the other coaches and the other staff members, but what the University of Utah has been able to do to put offensive linemen in the NFL and to be successful. Do kids these days understand the success you've had, and does that make your job a little easier as a recruiter?
I think it does. And you know, with the transition to a new conference, or even our recruiting areas have changed slightly. And so I'm, you know, one of my areas is North Dallas, and getting an opportunity to go there in January really kind of opened my eyes to the respect that this program has nationwide, you know, what they feel about, you know, how physical we are up front, but then also just the stability of the program, the compliments that I heard about Coach Witt and just the way he runs the program. It really, like I mentioned, you know, opened my eyes to see that, you know, our brand has grown. I think it is well respected, and that certainly applies to the offensive line as well. And I wouldn't say recruiting is ever easy, but it certainly allows you to get your foot in the door on a lot of players.
Well, to your point, Scotty, just talking about Coach Harding, you know, I was going through his offensive line the other day, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, but I think you've got 10 offensive linemen on your roster from the state of Utah, including every year it feels like the top offensive linemen. You've plucked them out, whether it was Spencer Fano or this year with Isaiah Garcia. You are really recruiting the state of Utah heavy for these big boys.
Yes, I think with every position group, you know, we certainly want to start at home first. And, you know, Utah, the development of the high school offensive linemen has really been something that in a lot of ways can compete with a lot of other states, right? I mean, there's teams from all over the country that come in and recruit the offensive linemen here in the state of Utah. And so, you know, having the opportunity, the selling point of, you know, you bring up Spencer Fano and Ike, you know, having the ability to tell them and their families that, hey, look, all the development that needs to take place and what you want to ultimately, you know, achieve as a player can be done right here. Here's the track record. Here are the guys that have gone on to the NFL. And, oh, by the way, you get an opportunity to play in front of your family and friends. That is not going to happen at another school out of state. I think certainly has given us an advantage to keep the best old linemen at home here in the state of Utah.
Well, speaking of those young guys, Spencer Fano with an incredible freshman season. I cannot wait to see him in this next season. I know that you got some good guys coming back with Moko Fisi and others, but I do want to talk a little bit about Ike Garcia. Based off of some of the success you saw from Spencer Fano in his freshman season, was that the first freshman you've started? And then secondly, is Ike Garcia a potential starter for you coming into next season?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Ike certainly did some good things this spring. I mean, we still have a couple more days of practice, but has done some good things. And having the room the way it is, and Ike obviously knowing Spencer and the success he's, you know, he had early on in his career, has given Ike the opportunity to kind of compare himself to Spencer, something to look up for. Look up to. And so, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say anyone can, you know, here's a starting five or anything like that. We still got, you know, work to get done, but certainly Ike has that opportunity to, you know, get in the top 10 and then ultimately get in the top five. And that's kind of the goal of all offensive linemen is, you know, I tell them that we typically will travel 10, maybe 11 O linemen, and your goal is to make it into those, you know, one of those top 10 spots and then ultimately work into one of those starting five roles. And so I think not only Ike, but all linemen have, you know, very similar initial goals when they get into the program.
Who's your leader of that group right now that's kind of leading the way in spring?
I think just, you know, Michael Moko Fisi is a guy that has the most experience, and that naturally lends itself to being in a position of leadership. But I like what Jaron Kump has done, who's been around the program for a while and has a number of starts under his belt. You know, even a guy like Spencer, even though he's younger, I think he's got some credibility in the room. But to answer your question directly, you know, Moko is the guy that I think kind of drives the room right now.
Hey, Coach, can you tell me about the path of Kalinu'u because I saw that, you know, I think it was maybe four or five games in, you started starting him at center last year, and I watched him, did a lot of film work on him. I thought he was really sound in a lot of the snaps, and I really liked his game, but I don't really know what his path was. Where did he come from, and how did you find him, and how has he done through spring?
Yeah, so to answer the last question, he's done a great job. He's played primarily center, has played some guard reps as well. Super intelligent player, which I think that, you know, the center needs to be. He calls, you know, all of our centers when you're playing there, you're calling not only the stacks in the run game, but also any protection flips, et cetera. So he's from the state of Washington, went to North Creek High School, and he was part of the COVID recruiting. And so he, Zeraway Williams, and Moko all came in the same class, if I remember right. Moko we had seen because he's a local kid, but Coley and Zeraway, during that time, if you remember, you know, COVID, all the visits were off of Zoom. And so we would Zoom with him and things like that, and visit with his mom on those Zoom calls. But the first time I ever saw Coley was when he showed up on campus to enroll. Same thing with Zeraway.
Wow.
And
wow.
So, that was that, what would it have been, the 2020, I can't remember the years, they all kind of blend together now, but it was, bottom line, I had not seen Coley in person until he showed up on campus in June of, what would that be, 2020, I think it is?
Yeah, June of 2020. Yeah, that's remarkable. I had no idea about that, but he was impressive stepping in and doing what he was able to do, and it feels like you've got a deep crew back, and I can't wait to see what it does for you, Coach.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited, and still got work to get done with a couple more training cycles and a couple more practices yet this spring, but I do share the same excitement.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. We know it's a busy time for you, so thanks for taking a few moments with us. Good luck the rest of the spring, and can't wait to get fall started.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
You got it. Jim Harding, offensive line coach, University of Utah.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.